Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A lady in Salt Lake City was driving around in a black Dodge Charger that she recently bought used. And people in front of her kept pulling over and letting her pass.
What a great car.
Right?
She had no idea why people were passing over till she saw a photo released by Salt Lake City police last Wednesday.
Oops.
It turned out the car was modified so the fog lights could flash any color you wanted, and whoever owned the car before her had them set to red and blue.
Oh. Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it?
I was going to say that's sick.
That's awesome.
Yep. There's your reason.
Right?
So it looked like an unmarked car. She could have faced charges for impersonating an officer, but she turned herself in, and cops determined that it really was an innocent mistake.
An accident, yeah. But for a while, boy, she got anywhere she wanted like that.
Oh, my God. I can use that going to events.
Yep. Like, why is everybody moving? Like, oh, this is great.
I mean, if you even have just a silver Ford.
Yeah.
Yes. Or a silver Ford SUV.
People not think.
People will get out of your way.
When I used to have that Toyota was black and white, and they had the roof rack at night. Thought I was a cop SUV.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've gotten that a few times with my black SUV.
Yeah.
If it's nighttime, and because my roof rack, I guess, looks like whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a black SUV.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're doing the speed limit. And I'm like, no, man.
Right.
No.
Get out of the way.
No.
Get out of the way.
Phil, were you able to find that sound effect or that clip?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Officer imitates dog to get car thieves to surrender. A Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Department officer used a really unique tactic to scare some teen car thieves into coming out of a wooded area. Four juveniles had stolen a car but abandoned it, then ran into a wooden ravine and hid. One deputy could see two of the suspects down in a creek bed and decided to threaten them with the release of a police dog, even though he didn't have one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's two down in the ravine right now. Don't make us release our canine. In the creek. Female, blonde hair. Better stop. Over here. Hands behind your back. You're under arrest.
Okay. Hey,
one more coming.
Wow.
That was a very convincing bark.
It was not even good.
That was good.
It wasn't good.
I liked that. I loved it. I thought it was great.
And it wasn't convincing when he said, don't let me release my canine.
Don't make us release our canine.
Well, our canine.
Well, it's possible that the people they're chasing after are also stoned out of their minds.
Oh, my God.
Something made me stub my toe in the house.
Oh, my God.
The dumbass is not the cop. The dumbass.
No.
The two kids
genius.
Who fell for that. Chief Spagnola with the Waterbury Police Department and along with Sergeant Ken Kerouac. Everywhere you go now, it smells like weed. Is that weird for you?
Certainly different, but it's something that we've been dealing with for quite some time now, and all the states surrounding us, have kind of legalized before us.
Kind of got to do it.
Yeah, so, and, you know, listen, through our career, I worked Vice a long time, had an opportunity to smell a lot of weed through the years.
Right. It's weird. Vice, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Is that dangerous?
You know, it's fun. The whole dot job could be dangerous one way or the other, you know, having enough people, having enough support, you know, from the administration and the department is really what makes it safe and makes it good. But I had a lot of great times.
A lot of great times.
Get to wear suits.
Yeah, let's hear about some of those great times. What's a great time?
Well, there's still being so open lawsuits or something on some of those. So
gotcha. What's a great time?
Advice. Well, listen, we've done a bunch of different stuff. You know, back in the day, you know, we were when I was on the TAC narcotics team, crack was a big thing around here. So did a lot of work in the inner city, served a lot of search warrants.
Whatever happened to crack? That's not a deal anymore.
Is there a replacement drug now?
Meth.
Crack is out of style.
I think meth maybe.
I'm here to tell you it's back. It's back a little bit.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
crack is back.
Yeah, it's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's weird how drugs go in and out.
Yeah.
Of style.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like clothes.
Right. Exactly, right, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So crack is back?
They're bringing crack back.
Meth still big?
We haven't seen a lot of meth up here in the Northeast, but it's certainly around the country.
Really?
Once in a while, we'll see it up here.
Have you seen
some
of those teeth out there?
Yeah.
And is weed a problem? Or
well,
you just look the other way now?
Well,
like you're not like, hey, man, you got seven plants. You're only supposed to have six.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's all about, you know, using your better judgment. But somebody that's distributing illegally major quantities, obviously that would be a problem. But, you know, it is legalized now. You know, we've really had to adjust our training. You know, we do what we have to do.
Oh, yeah. I was in traffic the other day. I was getting high.
Yeah.
The car in front of me, someone was in the pasture, was blowing a doob, and it was coming all into my AC, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it is. It is not like, I mean, the weed, whoever you guys are,
yeah,
are smoking it now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man,
oh,
I compliment you.
Oh, seriously?
I'm like, one hit.
Looking for the Grateful Dead station, stuff like that, yeah.
How did you become a cop? What got you into it?
I really wasn't a school guy. I didn't like it. I didn't like college. I had a friend whose father was on a police force up there. He talked to me for a while. They were hiring. He encouraged me to apply. So I got into the job there. I actually grew up in Connecticut, grew up in Hartford, was up there only for school. But I got on the job. So I stayed there about a year, but it really wasn't.
And what was that, a small town?
It was Lisbon, Maine. Yeah, it was a smaller town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like speeding tickets, drunk driving.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe a bar fight.
Loose car.
Right.
Cow, bar fight,
yeah.
Things like that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But I miss my family. I miss Connecticut. I wanted to come back. I applied for Waterbury. And
do you remember the first time you put the cop lights on?
Yeah.
Is that thrilling?
It's pretty cool. It's still cool.
Is that like I would think that's like a music artist hearing their song on the radio for the first time. It's like, I put the lights on.
Right.
You know, I'm going to move out of my way.
Yeah,
two right. You're radioing in.
Yep.
This is car such a such.
Right.
This is what I'm in pursuit of.
Over. Roger.
Roger.
You're in the parking lot, for Christ's sake. Stop it.
It's very exciting. It's like adrenaline.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It works great in the drive-thru when you have to go to the bathroom really bad. Turn the lights on.
Have you ever had a driver with no pants on?
I have not. No. Maybe Kenny.
Ken, have you had a driver with no pants?
Yeah.
What was their explanation?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
AOH in Waterbury.
Yeah.
We're just making sure people get home safely, monitoring the parking lot. And I see a car parked middle of the parking lot. I'm like, what the heck? So I'm like, you know, I go in.
Middle of the parking lot.
I go into cop mode and I shine my light. You know the Dr. Seuss hats?
Yeah.
Well, imagine St. Patrick's tall Dr. Seuss hat.
Right.
Some female.
Right.
Goes like that.
Right.
And I go, hey, you guys got to move along.
Right.
That's
nice.
So
you just, you could do that, but just not here.
You got to do it St. Patrick's style. I can see your lucky charms.
Wow, that's interesting.
Wow.
Have you, Chief, ever had to wrestle another man while he was completely nude?
Yeah, a group of us.
That stays with
Wait,
you.
Wait, what?
Yeah. We do not practice that in the academy.
Yeah.
No. I was like, all right, nah, it's just
yeah.
going.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's where.
Trying to keep everybody in arm's length.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of slapping sounds. Yeah. I'm good.
Depending on the offense, I think I might let you go.
Right.
So what was it? Someone on drugs and naked?
Yeah, on drugs. He was actually hugging a telephone pole down in the south end of the city. And it took like six of us to get him off the pole and into the back of the ambulance. Yeah.
Now, was it a metal pole or a wooden pole?
No, it was a wooden.
I'd be worried about splinters.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
This guy wasn't worried about much of anything.
No.
Like that.
No.
Yeah. This missing person case in Waterbury that's been lingering for a while. We were just.
Yeah, 20 plus years. Billy Smolinski, you know, just an incredible case.
What happened?
He disappeared, you know, from his house. There were a lot of. Suspicions about his disappearance. There was a lot of wild activity that was going on in his life at that time. You know, it involved a love triangle with his girlfriend who happened to be involved with someone else down in Woodbridge. There were some people that were involved in his life that were, you know, heavily involved in the drug trade and more addictive people, addictive personalities more so than drug dealers. But it just swirled around forever. There were so many stories out there and, you know.
You were on the force at the time.
I was in the vice squad. I wasn't in the bureau. There was some mismanagement, mishandling on our part, you know, back then, you know, a lot of laws and a lot of policies and procedures throughout the state and now the country really have changed because of the disappearance of Billy and how police take reports of missing persons. You know, we used to make people wait. You know, you'd get the wife that would come in. Right. My husband's missing again. And, you know, okay, well, if he's not home in 3 days, you call and let us know.
Right. Place to get hired. Right. Yeah.
And that was kind of how we handled this, but it was the wrong way to do it. Potentially, there was information or maybe even evidence that was lost, you know, waiting that 72-hour period before you allowed a family to report someone missing. So we learned a lot from that. I think, you know, certainly in Waterbury and police as a whole, it kind of needles at me. I'd love to put some
close
rest.
That one.
Closure, for the family, for the family. Yeah. I'd love to be able to someday tell them, you know, hey, this is what happened, or at least we found him, and then maybe work on what happened.
Whoever is involved in that, they have to just kind of think about it every day, because with science and technology getting better,
there is no perfect crime.
There is no perfect crime.
Nope.
So it's just a matter of time before someone sees something.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And it gets, the dots get connected. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, wow, you're sitting in jail for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Yeah. I got pulled over recently.
You did?
Yeah. Going to the store in this nice little red sports car, just out for a ride. Apparently, I was going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. Didn't realize it.
Well, it's first gear.
First of all, nobody
does the speed limit unless the cop's behind them.
Right, right. Well, you know, I wasn't paying attention.
Right,
and all of a sudden, the
cop behind me, don't.
Heard the siren and pulled over. Figured, oh, this guy wants to pass me. He's going somewhere, and he pulls in behind me. So, you know, I get my stuff out, and he comes up. Great guy, really polite. Told me he stopped me for speeding. You know, new resident trooper in the town, and, you know, a lot of complaints. And so I'm kind of playing it out to see where it's going to go. I really don't want a speeding ticket, but I don't want to be, you know.
You don't want to be like, hey, I'm the chief.
Yeah, right. And I'm figuring, you know, my
name. Do you have one of those little badges? I'll get you one.
Gee, thanks. I figured he might recognize my name or something. He's a local guy, and it didn't come. And then he started asking me about my driving history. You know, do you have a bad speeding history or a bad, you know, driving record? And I said, well, I mean, I'm the police chief in Waterbury, so no, I haven't gotten a ticket in an awful long time.
Did you say that?
I did, I did not want to get the ticket.
I'll
be honest with you.
Yeah.
He looked back at my license and looked at me and goes, I knew this name was familiar to me, but great guy, great kid. Trooper Fitzgerald, great guy.
It's almost like a game show when you get pulled over. It's like, man, am I going to get the booby prize? Or am I going to be let go? Is this a winning day? Or Chief Spagnola, Waterbury Police Sergeant Ken Kerriak, thank you for coming in. Thanks for what you guys do. We appreciate you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.